Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is October 2nd, 2012. It's about 20 past 8 in the evening here. I'm going to go pick up my daughter, who's at Girl Guides. She had an interesting evening. They watched a movie in their pajamas. It was pajama night at Girl Guides this evening. I've spent the better part of the afternoon and part of this evening actually working on my Korg synthesizer. As you recall and probably have seen on my Twitter feeds, that I'm replacing the buttons on the front of the unit, because at first it was just the front of the button that was broken. One was missing and I inadvertently broke the other one. And I thought that was the problem. When I was pushing the buttons, the unit wouldn't change parameters correctly. But I found out in the end that it was actually the little push buttons on the circuit board itself, behind those plastic buttons, that were not, the contact wasn't being made. And that was the problem. So I've decided to buy 8 new buttons. They look completely different, and if you look at my pictures on Pixingo, you'll see them there too, with a little description. So I've had to use an auxiliary box, which is going to sit on top of the unit, and it's going to house the 8 buttons and the 8 LEDs. So I'm hoping that this will fix my problem and get that unit working properly, because I was testing it not too long ago, and some of the patches on there are absolutely phenomenal. So I'm really hoping I can get it to work properly. While I was soldering, because I've been basically soldering for part of the afternoon to remove all the little buttons on the circuit board and the LEDs, in preparation to put the wires to the new buttons and the new LEDs, I've been listening to audio booze, specifically the Octaver audio booze. And I'm really liking what I'm hearing. All sorts of music, all sorts of memories that people have of listening to different types of music, and how it reminds them in some cases of their parents, if their parents listen to some type of music, or of their childhood, of places. It's been wonderful. I really have to thank Paul O'Mani for such a wonderful idea. This is the type of thing that's amazing on audio. I'm standing there, working in my workshop and then listening to these audio booths, and it's almost like personal little radio stations from every person. And considering that I don't listen to commercial radio anymore, other than talk radio from time to time, but I don't listen to music radio stations, commercial music radio stations, because first of all, the amount of advertising that is on there now is beyond belief. Just too much. And it overpowers the listener. The music that they play is usually packaged and, I almost want to say, pre-digested formula type music, be it top 40 or whatever it may be. It's just not very appealing to me, so I just don't listen to it. So I'm sitting there, working in the workshop, listening and realizing that what a great alternative to traditional radio. It's wonderful, and I'm just loving it. What's on tap for me? Well, I've got this project to fix this synthesizer, and then tomorrow I get back to work on the bathroom. and doing some more stuff in there. And tomorrow morning, of course, I'm going to work on my episode 3 for Octaver. And it's, as we all know, it's the questioner, the subject, is a song with a story. And I've got a little something cooked up that's a little bit different. Anyway, I'll leave it for tomorrow. Thanks all. Hope you have a good morning. Hello everyone, it's Stefano. I'm just continuing this audio boo that I started last night when I went to pick up my daughter at Girl Guides. I'm really glad to hear how distracted I am on my audio boo when I'm driving, which means I'm concentrating on the road, which is a very good thing. So I like hearing the fact that I'm sort of searching for my thoughts because I'm driving, right? I'm paying attention to the road, and the audio boo at that point becomes secondary. It's almost like I'm talking to a passenger in the car. I'm about to get to work on the bathroom and continue some work there. I'm putting down baseboards and the quarter round, sort of doing some finishing touches before I prime the walls and paint them. I'm finally seeing the light at the end of that tunnel. It's been a very, very long project because I haven't been working on it on a regular basis. Something that should have basically taken me maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks has taken me 4 years. My wife is more than patient with me. Of course, in the intervening time, there has been so many things going on here at the house, different projects, different things. We go out on weekends, so it's, anyway. So I'm going to do a bit of work on the garage, and the bathroom, and then I'm going to go back into the garage and work on my synthesizer some more. I have some very delicate soldering to do, so I'm not sure how much of it I'm going to be able to get done. My most important thing this morning was getting my third Octaver episode recorded and uploaded, which it's done, and I'm really happy with the results. As I mentioned in the description of my third Octaver episode, the next ones will not be of the same quality, certainly for the sound. But again, I have to work it out because, you see, ideally, I like sort of a couple of hours, 2-3 hours of uninterrupted time to just think about what I want to say and record it and go over it and mix it properly and get all the fades in and fade outs and all that. And in the next few days, well, I'm going to be going to work tomorrow, work on Friday. We're going away on Saturday. Sunday, we're going actually to somebody's house for dinner, for Thanksgiving dinner here in Canada. And then Monday, I'm going to my mom's with my daughter. So I've got the next 5 days basically planned out. And I don't know where I'm going to find time to do a very good job, a succinct job of producing these Octaver audio boos. So I will definitely do them, but they may be sort of on the fly. Now I'm thinking of downloading or actually buying that Boss Jock app that everybody seems to be raving about. I may just do that. But last night I took a plunge and bought myself a real condenser microphone, a very professional unit made by AKG. It's called the Perception 220. I wasn't going to buy it because it retails for about $199 Canadian here in the stores, local stores. But I found it on eBay for $115. And with shipping and tax, well, not taxes, but shipping and everything included, came out to about $158. So I took the plunge and bought it. So I'm going to see. So the next, in 2 weeks from now, my audio boos should sound a little bit different. Anyway, I hope everybody's having a great day, and I'm going to be listening to Octaver's audio boos in the next few hours while I'm working. Bye.